This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Maybe you've seen a baby doll that cries or hiccups, but how about one with a pulse? At UT Arlington's College of Nursing, teachers put students through the paces of emergency scenarios remotely using computer-programmed baby mannequins. Here's the scenario. We're inside a newborn nursery, and a baby boy is having trouble breathing. A nurse places a flexible plastic tube into his windpipe to open the airway. It helped, but his heart rate is still declining.
If they don't intervene in a timely manner, he will continue to decompensate to where his heart eventually will stop.
Don't worry, this is all, well, fake.
Healthcare providers don't learn on patients anymore. You don't practice a new procedure on patients. They learn about it in a simulated environment.
Judy LaFleur is associate dean at UTA's nursing school. She coordinates this remote control simulation project with grant support from Pediatrics Medical Group. She's watching the nurses from a split screen in her office, using software to control the vital signs and physical response of the baby mannequin in another building.
In the beginning, I create the scenarios. I'm like Oz.
She might make it so the baby needs CPR or extra fluids. In this case, she's creating the scenario of a blocked airway and damaged lung. When she selects those variables on her computer, it alters the mannequin baby's heart and breathing rates appropriately. When the nurses provide oxygen, the high-fidelity mannequin responds.
His chest rises and falls. He has breath sounds. He has pulses. He has a heart sound. You can actually do procedures on him.
And, of course, the little guy cries. LaFleur uses this 6-pound anatomically correct doll with her students at UTA and to train nurses across the state and country, all from her office.
What a unique way to bring the expert to the people doing simulation.
That's Michelle Abersold. She directs the Clinical Learning Center at University of Michigan's School of Nursing. She says simulation has become a popular teaching method, but until last week, there wasn't much evidence it worked. That's when the National Council of State Boards of Nursing released results from a 2-year study of more than 600 nursing students.
What they found was that we can use simulation as a replacement for hands-on clinical practice effectively.
That's important, Abersold says, because logging clinical hours is competitive, and there's no guarantee students will have the chance to treat a baby with rare, serious conditions. That can all be orchestrated with software and a mannequin. And while you can find a vintage Betsy Wetsy doll on eBay for $29, a baby like the one at UTA goes for $30,000. And that's just the start.
Not every school of nursing can afford to outfit their simulation center with several $75,000 simulators. And you have to buy an adult simulator and a birthing simulator and a pediatric simulator and an infant simulator in order to provide your students with all of those experiences.
But factor in the cost of hiring experts to teach new procedures and the potential cost of practicing on real, live patients, and there could be savings, Abersold says.
So we really need to start thinking about what's the return on our investment for the investment of those simulators. How long are they lasting? How many simulations can we run through? I think that's next steps.
Back in UTA's simulated nursery, the little robo baby is breathing normally. No pacifier required. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.